Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Recent archaeological discoveries are providing something of an image makeover for Neanderthals, long assumed to have been brutish and unintelligent. As Karen Hardy, research professor at the Autonomous University of Barcelona, explains, new evidence points to a level of thought once believed beyond the Neanderthals' capability.
Neanderthals were a species of hominid that lived in Europe and Western Asia to around 30,000 years ago. Until recently, they were understood to have been predominantly meat-eaters. El Cidrón is a well-known Neanderthal site in northern Spain and contains the remains of at least 13 individuals dating to around 50,000 years ago. In ancient populations where oral hygiene did not exist, most people had dental calculus. When plaque is not cleaned off teeth regularly, it calcifies and can remain for life. Recently, it's become clear that dental calculus is a store for biographical detail. We took samples of dental calculus from 5 individuals and conducted a suite of analyses on them. With Stephen Buckley, a collaborator on this project, we found tiny pieces of plant, including starch granules and a range of other biographical information trapped in the calculus. We found that this population of Neanderthals ate a range of starchy plants and probably also green vegetables, and that some of these foods had been roasted. We also found evidence that they had been near a wood smoke fire, had come into contact with bitumen, which was used by Neanderthals to bind some of their tools, and we found specific evidence for the plants yarrow and chamomile. Both these plants are bitter tasting and are used today for medicinal purposes, and neither has any nutritional value, so they were unlikely to have been part of the diet. We know from earlier work that these Neanderthals had the ability to identify bitter taste. Bitter taste often signals poison, so these Neanderthals clearly understood the properties of their plants. Self-medication fits into a wider pattern of behaviour, as all the higher primates today, including chimpanzees and gorillas, know and use many plants for medicinal purposes. Our new information shows Neanderthals to have had a more complex suite of knowledge and behaviour than has hitherto been attributed to them.
That was Karen Hardy of the Autonomous University of Barcelona. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
I hope I'll be there somewhere too. The arrow by my head.